What's up, guys? I just want to talk about what I was going to post on this podcast, but I decided against it because of the type of person that I am. I want to talk about the type of person that I am. I am a strong believer of energy, and the energy that you put out is the energy that you will receive or get back. I want to talk about the point of this podcast was for me to bounce off ideas to myself, from myself, and just have conversations that need a voice. I want to have conversations that are going to help me come up with some type of strategy or result to handle situations. I don't want to just talk about one situation and it being the same situation, not getting better. So I don't want to just focus on my work situation that I have currently going on and what has happened that hasn't changed, because I feel drained just after I recorded that conversation, and after everything that happened till now that hasn't changed, I definitely just need to find another position, and I'm working towards that. But at this point, the reason I recorded it is because it's things that have happened, things that need to be said out loud. They need to be heard, because it's inappropriate for sure. So, and it not, like, it's still continuing. It's just so draining in both physically, mentally, because while I'm over there, I'm like, I'm just wishing that I could just be handling work-related stress, like things to handle, manage work-related things, just be stressed about. And being stressed is not necessarily bad. It, like, having work stress, like having to come up with ideas as a stressor, that's something that I wish I could have at my current position. Like, just be focused on trying to make my job, my company better. That's the stress that I would live for. But instead, the stress is coming from people not knowing how to act in a professional environment, and just laying things that to that nature. Like, that topic is interesting to a point, but at this point now is just kind of borderline, one could say dangerous, because I walk to work, and I work third shift, so I walk home and I walk to work. And I don't live far from my job, so most people that I am working with, they have seen me walk home, and they've asked me why I walk, and just been really interested in me walking. But at the same time, there is no females on third shift, and I'm the only female, and I walk home. So they've seen me, and they know where I live. I live in a location where I have to set up cameras just like anybody else would have cameras, because there has been some speculation about people breaking in the place where I live. It's apartments. And so I came home more than once. This happened. My laptop had different pages open that I did not leave open. So I left my laptop on. I always leave my laptop on, but I never leave any website open. I always make sure I close out of everything, and this has happened more than once. And then this past week, something else happened, and it's just something that needs to be voiced because it happened. But I don't want to focus my attention on that, and I don't want that to be the only energy that I'm putting out when I talk on my podcast. I want to talk about things that make me, that bring the passion out of me, that any conversation where I feel passionate about the conversation, I just love talking about and having the space to just create more ideas, create more possibilities, and just have a way to save those ideas and just have more people talk about other ideas and just kind of, in a way, is going to benefit me because it's a type of freedom that I feel whenever I'm able to just let my mind loose and just think of possibilities. For example, I have this theory, and then I have this idea about how the human nature is here for a reason, and we do have a reason to be here as humans. I feel that we as humans are meant to manipulate energy. Energy is not created or destroyed according to the law, one of the laws. So we are what energy requires to be transformed. So that's part of my theory, is that we are meant to actually required as humans to be able to manipulate energy in order to travel to other galaxies, travel to other planets. And we know that it's possible for humans to control and manipulate energies. We've seen people bend spoons or forks. Bending spoons or forks requires some type of energy. It's not just a trick. Also, people have claimed that they manifested their dream house, their dream job, their dream life. Manifestation is real. And more than anything, or in the past, it was kind of like frowned upon, as well as it was kind of like seen as, oh, you must be a hippie, or just, you know, not taken serious. But as more studies keep popping up or showing up, that studies about brain activity and the brain activity that we could as humans possess, or we have the potential of using our brain to more than what we are currently doing. So I feel that we as humans are here to learn how to manipulate energy with our brain, our brainwaves, and we are not just here to create more stuff, more electronics. We creating AIs is very cool and interesting, but some people think that that's gonna be the greatest thing humankind has ever invented. And yes, I agree, but I feel like we are more than what we're giving ourselves credit for. Like, we're able to do more with ourselves, starting with manipulating energy. I also think that AIs are going to require us to be their energy, because energy can only be gathered from certain things for a certain amount of time. And like I said, us as human beings are able to, we hold the requirements, or we're made out of the content that energy requires. So I really wanna experiment more with this idea of being able to manipulate energy to the point of where, like, we can be like Rogue from X-Men, or we can be like Dragon Ball Z. I feel like everything else that has been created, like movie-wise ideas, are sometimes somewhat true. So this is the beginning of my experiment, energy manipulation, and I will keep you guys updated. Okay, bye.